Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Joshua 3:5, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. On the threshold of the promised land, God said to his people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. When you consecrate yourself to God, he will do things in you, with you, for you, and through you that will amaze you. We want to do amazing things for God, and that seems noble, but we've got it backwards. God wants to do amazing things for us. That's his job, not ours. Our job is consecration. And consecration is more than going to church, keeping the Ten Commandments, tithing, sharing your faith, repeating the sinner's prayer, volunteering for a ministry, singing wholeheartedly in worship, and going on a mission trip. All those are good things, but that isn't consecration. The utensils used in the temple worship were considered consecrated. In other words, they were set apart for the exclusive use of God. They were devoted to his service. Consecration means dethroning yourself and enthroning Jesus as Lord of your life. It's the complete divestiture of all self-interest. It's giving God veto power. It's surrendering all of you to all of him. It's a simple recognition that every second of your time, every tiny fraction of your energy, and every cent of your money is a gift from God and for God. Consecration is an ever-deepening love for Jesus, a childlike trust in your Heavenly Father, and a blind obedience to the Holy Spirit. So Vision's word for you today is, consecrate yourself to God.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.